We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
Another loss in the homestand and even more bad news on the injury front for the Red Sox on top of it. The Red Sox spend 3 hours and 38 minutes playing baseball today here at Fenway Park, and they come out on the losing effort against the Cleveland Guardians 10-7 in 11 innings. Joe Weil with you here from Fenway Park here on Red Sox Review. Appreciate you tuning in. For a late night of baseball here from Fenway Park, as the Red Sox fall to 9-9 overall in the season, now 2-6 here on their opening homestand as well. If you want to get your calls in, 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937. Zach Coe back in our WEEI Red Sox studios. Man in the ones and twos, as we take you up to midnight to talk Red Sox baseball. And boy, this was a tough one for the Red Sox. It somehow became a winnable game when it looked like it wasn't going to be winnable with the way things were playing out and just the feeling in the ballpark. The Red Sox fell down 5-1 at one point, and then somehow they rallied back in the sixth inning and actually took the lead 6-5. But then Kenley Jansen blew his first save of the season. You could feel it coming at some point with just how shaky some of these outings had been. But he blows the save in the top of the ninth inning. And then both teams score once in the 10th. And then the Guardians come away with three in the top of the 11th inning. They end up winning it 10-7 in 11. But, you know, on top of losing, so you look at the homestand right now, they're 2-6. And you look at what they're being outscored by as well, you know, as it pertains to this homestand. They're being outscored 52-29. So they're being outscored by 23 runs. And coming into this game, the offense, by and large, if you looked at the totality of the seven-game sample size, it had been pretty dismal. In fact, if you go back to last Tuesday and you start off looking at the stats from there to coming into today, the Red Sox actually were last in Major League Baseball in batting average, 28th in on-base percentage, and 25th in slugging percentage, and averaging just a little over 3 runs per game. But they showed some life offensively. The problem is they just couldn't quite close the deal, and now they have two key injuries to worry about. You have Garrett Whitlock, who had to leave this game. He threw 54 pitches, and then all of a sudden you look out there in the fifth inning and you look out at the mound and you see nobody there, and then it's Joely Rodriguez coming in, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, did somebody else get hurt? Well, that's the case. Garrett Whitlock had to leave today's game with left oblique tightness. Now, I think when you hear that, you think, okay, you know, you say, thank goodness it's not the arm, with all the issues we know Garrett Whitlock has had with his arm, you know, with his elbow, just the injuries he's had the last couple seasons. Still, not great to see him come out of the game and only throw 54 pitches and 4 innings, and then to have to think about, okay, this is going to be a bullpen game the rest of the way. They're going to have to carry the load. And then it went all the way into the 11th inning, and you look at all the pitchers that they use six different relievers. So then on top of that, your star player, Rafi Devers, who we all know he's been dealing with that left shoulder soreness this year. I mean, that was tough to have something that kind of hits you right away. He had to leave the game with left knee discomfort. So that's not good either. And it's more hits, and we're going to run through the full injury report here for the homestand because it hasn't been fun. And it just seems like the hits keep on coming, and you feel like there's almost like a curse on this team right now because, you know, just when they start to build some positive momentum, things go haywire in a couple different ways. Again, they're not playing well right now. They're back to 500 after going 7-3 on the road trip. But on top of that, the hits just keep on coming. Not just the hits against them, which the Guardians, by the way, did have 14 of those in 10 runs in 11 innings. But the hits on the injury front with a team that you looked at them depth-wise and you said to yourself, if they're going to make a run for the playoffs, if there's any way this team makes a run for a wild card spot, they're going to need some key guys healthy. Well, we know Trevor Story's out for the season. Right now, Nick Pivette is hurt. And now you have another starter that's hurt. And you look at what happened in the offseason and the people that you didn't sign to try to bolster this starting rotation. And here's where we are right now. We'll get into the discussion about what happens with Garrett Whitlock and his starting rotation spot if he needs to miss some time. But this is kind of where the Red Sox, this is the situation that they put themselves in a lot of ways because you need depth in today's day and age. The days of the 2004 starting rotation are have gone by the wayside. And right now the Red Sox are in a heap of trouble when it comes to specifically their depth. But on top of that, the way the injuries have hit the key players on this team that if you wanted to create a case for this being a playoff team, the most important players are now, you know, they've been either hampered by injuries, in Trevor Story's case, out for the season, or in Rafi Devers' case, you know, today having to leave the game. But it seems like things are already kind of coming up here in the first month of the season. Again, if you want to call in, 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. Joe Weil with you here from Fenway Park. We're going to take you up to midnight here on Red Sox Review after the Guardians beat the Red Sox 10-7 to take the first two games of this four-game series. We need to hear from Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Hopefully he gives us an update on Rafi Devers and Garrett Whitlock. Let's hear what he has to say.
Well, they put good at bats. I think they did it to him last year. Short strokes. The first cutter didn't do much, and then after that, they hit the ball hard. You know, so just a tough one in that ninth inning. No, I mean, we're going to wait and see how Whit feels tomorrow. With Rafi, we're discussing if we're going to take Imogen just to make sure everything is okay. You know, he came out of nowhere. It's in that there was a play he made in the seventh. He was kind of like playing in the mini shift, and he felt it there. So we'll know more tomorrow. He just took off. There's no excuse. You know, he knows it. You know, he just took off. Actually, I didn't see it because I was talking to Ramon, and then that happened, and, you know, we cannot push the envelope that way. You know, we cannot do it. That's the bottom line, you know. 27 outs are too valuable in this game. And the same way we talk about defense, like we cannot give the opposition 27 outs, we cannot do the same offensively. You know, we only have 27, especially, you know, against teams like this, you know, so we have to take care of it. And he talked to Huddy, you know, he's like, man, I just trying to do too much in that situation. I mean, it's tough, but we got to show it tomorrow. You know, we still got two games in this homestand. It's been a tough one so far, but we come here, we win two games, and, you know, get ready for Pittsburgh. I mean, he fell behind right away with Jimenez, the walk. So in that situation, that's the most important hitter. We don't want to walk. Of course, he doesn't want to walk him, but control issues, and then Ramirez with two strikes, he just puts the ball in play, finds a hole. We try to get the ground ball with the lefty up there with the base loaded. We got it, but it was in the hole, so we just got to keep working with him.
All right, so that was Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox 10-7 loss against the Cleveland Guardians in 11 innings today, and didn't even really hit on the defense in my opening salvo there. They do commit another error. They do allow another unearned run. So you look at the tallies for both of those after today. The Red Sox, from an unearned run standpoint, after today, they're now up to 21 in the season, which they were at 20 coming into tonight. That's the most of Major League Baseball. And then errors-wise, they led Major League Baseball in that category. They're up to 18 as Willier Abreu, he committed a costly error in this game that led to another run coming in to score. It was actually in the fifth inning that made it a 5-1 tally. Again, the Red Sox losing 10-7 in 11 innings. But just going back to the comments from Alex Cora about the injuries, and then we'll get to the calls. They're starting to roll in. And if you want to grab a line, 617-779-7937. So Alex Cora is saying that with Garrett Whitlock, that he's going to come in tomorrow. They'll evaluate him. Again, he had to leave today's game with left oblique tightness. Hopefully that's not a big deal. We know how thin the starting rotation is right now. With Nick Pivetta already out and not a whole lot of depth in AAA or really around the rest of the roster. And then for Rafi Devers, too, they're still deciding whether they need to do imaging on him just to be safe. And Julian McWilliams, one of the beat writers for the Boston Globe, he just put out a tweet that I saw, and you know, honestly, just I can't help but shake my head in sadness for what this could mean for Devers. He said that's probably as down/frustrated as I've seen Devers. He will get more imaging tomorrow, and that's kind of where we are, right? I mean, it's just like you want to build up moments of optimism, and again, we're only 18 games into the season. There's still a long season to go, or you know, there's still so many games to go. That being said, just on the injury front, where you in your mind try to think about where this team could be if they want to be competitive and who they need to be healthy, they're losing. They keep losing the guys that they need, right? And we just hit on Trevor Story. We know he's out for the season. He was the guy that this whole team was relying upon to be not only a guy that would fill the leadership void, but on top of that, give them some production, especially from the defensive side at shortstop. But now if Rafi Devers, your franchise guy, is going to just keep getting banged up, not good for the future of this 2024 team. And then the rotation concerns, the defense on top of that, just not a great feeling after tonight and what has been a brutal vibes homestand. And again, we'll hit on all the injury stuff. We'll kind of recap it for you as we progress here on Red Sox Review. Let's go to the calls, the callers now. Like I said, they're rolling in, and if you want to grab a line, 617-779-7937 after the Guardians beat the Red Sox 10-7 in 11 innings. Let's go to Mike from Connecticut first. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Joe.
What's going on, Mike?
Joe, the team's a joke. Let's face it. It started in the offseason. They didn't want to do anything. They got 5-inning pitchers. Half of them are always going to be hurt. They got a guy they signed for 8 years who couldn't hit a beach ball because he can catch a fly ball. You got a guy that's 0-34. They keep playing him out there. This is going to be one long year, Joe. I mean, this team is terrible.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Mike. Let's give Bobby Dalbec some credit. I think it's 0-33 at this point. And you can't. I mean, the fans were trying to build him up when he came up to the plate. It was heartwarming in that regard, and you can't help but feel for a guy that just can't buy a hit. But I think a lot of what Mike just hit on, and I appreciate the call, Mike. And if you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. I mean, you know, when I was thinking of this season and that opening road trip, I thought in my mind, worst case scenario is the Red Sox, in games that many people cannot stay up to watch, would go on maybe a 3-for-7 skid, and then they'd come back home and people might already be out of it. Well, they ended up going 7-3. The only problem was they lost Trevor Story, and then, you know, it's sort of like a house of cards when you think of the way this defense is stacked up and what happens when once he's gone, since he's such an all-world defender. And, you know, now the team is home, and you think of some of the duds that they've had. I mean, they do have 2 wins, so you can't say it's like an all-world disaster in terms of the homestand itself, because at least they've won a couple games. But that being said, there's just been so many injuries that have already hit them. When now with Whitlock and Devers gone, I mean, that's two pretty important pieces for you here in 2024 with a guy that you signed to extension a couple years ago in Whitlock, hoping he'd be a key part of this team. And again, hopefully it's not that big of a deal, this left oblique tightness. But Obliques are kind of tricky. I feel like they've always been a tricky injury, and we'll see how long this knocks him out for, if it is any time, because they're going to check, you know, kind of revisit it tomorrow. But Devers, being as nicked up as he is, you know, at the beginning of this season, is definitely not a good sign moving forward for an offense that, you know, I'll take the blame for my, you know, or I won't take the blame, but what I'll say is that I think I underestimated what offensive struggles this team could have coming into the season. Because when I looked at this team, I said, okay, where can you kind of look at a part of this team that you feel the best about coming into the year? And I thought the offense was that, because you had guys like Devers. I was pretty optimistic about Tyler O'Neill. And speaking of injuries, I mean, you know, hopefully he's not, Alex Cora saying that hopefully they'll get him back by Thursday. So that was kind of a nice thing to hear. And hopefully it's not too big of a deal. Alex Cora is saying today he's doing okay. Had the laceration, got the stitches, a little banged up. We'll take today, meeting today, probably tomorrow, and we'll see how he feels Thursday. So hopefully he can be back by Thursday. That they avoided a worst-case scenario there. But anyway, my point is that I thought offensively this is part of the team, you know, the part of what this team can do that they can rely upon. So far it's been the starting pitching in terms of just the way they have limited runs, and the offense just hasn't quite been there. I mean, they're in the bottom third of average on-base slugging percentage. They are hitting home runs. They've got 23 on the season now. They came into today top 10 in Major League Baseball in that category. But you look at the lineup, and you know, you look at Yoshida and what he hasn't been able to do this year. And you can rely on Casas. You can rely on Duran. Although that Casas base running mistake in the second inning, I was shaking my head at, and you could see Alex Cora's look there too. I just a lot of question marks right now. Let's keep rolling with the calls. Let's go to Jeff. From Westbrook Field. Jeff, you're on Red Sox Review. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I will tell you, you know, all offseason I was blaming John Henry. They didn't make a big splash in free agency. This team came out of the gate, starting pitching was there, offense was there. You lose Trevor Story. You know, it was a big hit to the team. But you didn't lose the whole team and you lost them. The whole team was playing great since then, or before then. You got to blame Cora, I think. I mean, you know, starting pitching, staying there. They're doing what they are. I know there's injuries, but it's almost like some guys are giving up, and it's they're not putting it together. I put Alex Cora on the line for all of this, and you know what? At this point, you got to kind of reconsider. Breslow might need to get rid of him.
Jeff,
let me know your thoughts on this. I'll let you talk.
Well, Jeff, and I'll keep you on for a second. What were your expectations coming into this season? And you just mentioned the starting rotation, but everybody around baseball looked at this rotation and said, what are they going to give you?
They weren't. My expectations were low, but I'm a Sox fan. I grew up, you know, I'm only 35, but I grew up watching them in the 90s and that pre-2014. You know, you always had that hope. You always wanted to see this team win. But they came out of the gate 7-3. You know what I mean? And that rotation, trust me, I didn't think they'd be anything near what they are right now and still are. I mean, last I knew, they had the best starting rotation. They had the best ERA in the league of any starting rotation. I mean, it was excitement. I was so optimistic about this team. I was ready to roll. I'm still wearing my Red Sox hat now. You know, I think they can turn it around. But something's just... The starting rotation is there, which is exciting. It's excellent. You know, the offense was there in that first series. The defense was there. But, I mean, I just – Cora's, to me, after that story injury, which, you know, upset us all, but there's no rallying behind it. It's just something just fell flat after that. And like I said, I mean, he's only one guy on the team. I know he's a great guy, but everybody else was playing great until that point. The defense was there. The offense was – it wasn't perfect, but the defense was there, and then it all just went out after that.
Jeff, appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in here on Red Sox Review. With Alex Cora, I'm a big fan of his. I think he's a great manager. He's obviously won a World Series here. He was so great in 2018. Felt like every button he punched in that playoff run, you know, worked, and it did. And then he helped lead this team to another playoff spot in 2021. And my trust in him is not wavering, but I think what we're approaching now is a precarious position in the sense of he's on the last year of his contract. We don't know what the front office is going to decide, you know, with him moving forward. We also don't quite know what he, you know, wants moving forward after this season. And he's, you know, he's managing a team that has a lot of flaws. This is a flawed team. We all know it. And I appreciate where Jeff is coming from in the sense of, hey, you know what? You got dealt a bad injury, but you have to find a way to rally the troops and get through it. But they keep getting hit with injuries. I mean, this is just a really bad luck stretch for this team, on top of the fact that from a roster construction standpoint, you didn't look at it and say, okay, this team's going to win the AL East, or, you know, feel any assurance that they were going to, you know, actually make a playoff spot. So, again, I understand where Jeff is coming from. I'm still a Cora fan. I think he's great at his job. I feel like people around the game feel that way. And the reason I feel that is that, you know, when you talk to people around this team that cover this team, they know his brilliance. I think on top of that, I think a lot of people know that if Alex Cora were to become a person out there on the open market, he's going to have a lot of people going after him. And by people, I mean teams. And one team that they don't win this year that you figure would make a run at him is that team out west that has Mookie Betts and that has, you know, won that NL West over and over and over again, but only has one championship under their belt, and that was in a 60-game regular season and then, just a shortened season. So I think he's going to have suitors, which to me tells me that he's still a great manager. At the same time, I understand the frustration among the fans, back-to-back losing our last place seasons. And, you know, I think the one thing you can say about these last couple years is that they've been sloppy, and like very sloppy, you know, not just like bottom third Major League Baseball sloppy, like worst team defensively in baseball sloppy. I don't put that all on the manager, obviously. So much of that is roster construction, and I don't even know if I put any of it on Alex Cora, but I think it is, you know, just part of the conversation here with this team over the last couple of years. Again, if you want to call in, 617-779-7937. Red Sox lose 10-7 today against the Cleveland Guardians in 11 innings. Let's go to Glenn in New Orleans up next. Glenn, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, Glenn? Good to chat with you again.
Hey, same here. I couldn't disagree more about Cora, but that'll be for another time.
All right, all right. We'll have all season.
All of these injuries that start occurring once spring training gets underway and continue, I believe that it's a lot to do with all of this off-season work that these players do today. They don't give their bodies a rest. That, back when I came up in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, in the off season, guys had a second job or they drank beer and they got ready to play come spring training. And by opening day, the pitcher was ready to go nine innings. And I just think that these guys don't give their bodies any time to rest. And that's why they're constantly tweaking this or tweaking that. And these things turn into lingering injuries that stay with them the whole season. And we all know that the hunt for velo is what's causing all of the arm injuries. That's documented. And there was a doctor on today on High Heat that was talking about it. And I was on Brian Kenny's show. But anyway, and he said it's the hunt for velo. But anyway, that's my take on the injury situation. These guys need to cut it down dramatically during the off season. The Red Sox, it's going to be a long year, and I knew it going in. Thanks, yep. Joe.
Hey, appreciate it, Glenn, and look forward to chatting with you all season long. If you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. And listen, you can disagree with me on Alex Cora all you want. That's the fun of the show. And, feel free to chime in if you do. But just going back to what Glenn is talking about, you look at the injuries that the Red Sox have had. I mean, it's a mix of what Glenn is hitting on, and then on top of that, just some weird luck, right? Like, I mean, not having Tyler O'Neill right now, that was just because of the collision, and he's not on the IL right now. He's just day-to-day. I can't speak to specifically what's going on with Rafi Devers, if that's a case of somebody that's been going at it all off season that they've hurt themselves. The Nick Pivetta one, I actually think is does hit on what Glenn is talking about not allowing the body to necessarily recover or have the rest it needs to be able to go through 162 games. There was a great quote that Alex Speer put out from a Boston Globe article back in February that he ended up writing, actually. And what Pivetta said in that was, I was trying to push the limits with getting ready earlier, facing hitters, getting my body ready earlier. It's more of a gradual buildup. This year it was hit the ground running, go 100% the whole time in spring training and act like every pitch is your last. He said, I think having that intensity and carrying that throughout the whole year is what I'm focused on. And here's a guy that's been so durable and so reliable for the Red Sox. And, you know, we find out on the home opener that he has to hit the IL. So I think what Glenn is hitting on, that's part of what's happening. And it's a greater conversation around baseball. We all know that about chasing velo and spin rate and all that stuff and how much the pitchers specifically are really pushing their bodies. But, you know, the shame for the Red Sox is that from a position player standpoint, I mean, they're getting hit really, really, you know, getting hit hard. Because with Devers right now, again, a couple of different lingering injuries so far this season, Romy Gonzalez gets called up, and then he has to, hit the IL, the 10-day IL with that left wrist sprain. And then we know the deal, of course, with Trevor Story and his shoulder and all that. So, I mean, it's a couple different things, obviously. But what Glenn hit on is part of it. Again, the Red Sox lose 10-7 in 11 innings today against the Cleveland Guardians. Let's go to one more call, and then we'll have to take a break. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. Paul, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Joe. I'll tell you what's going on. It's funny hearing the caller's perspectives, and you're pretty much right on. And people forget 43 or 44 road games last year. We were great on the road and atrocious at home. And then the way in the last inning or two, we're way up. We got a nice cushion, a fat lead. It's time to go home and bam, load them up, grand slam. I mean, this is like their MO. Or the screen door submarine, like the other day when they're the Bad News Bears running into each other. And then, I don't know, like, I'm not the biggest genius in baseball, but I know that when a ball's coming at the shortstop, it hits the dirt, the grass, or a pebble. If you don't back them up, you get hit. And they don't back each other up. It was like a disaster. And imagine poor Cora. I got a quick question before I ask you something really important about the Bruins. In 21, we went back to the playoffs. When did we win the World Series with them?
With Cora?
Yeah, the first year, right?
Yeah, it was just the first year, 2018. They went back to the playoffs in 2021.
Okay, and that's been last place, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a hell of a turnaround. So let me ask you, when you have a significant player, it's terrible. This is the biggest thing with losing the fourth greatest Bruins of all time, Bergeron. In addition to not having an offensive issue, we're getting smoked on the faceoffs. And with icing in the defense, it's hard. This year, the biggest problem is the faceoffs. How can we fix that problem going in against Toronto? And with Carlo and Forbar in the back, we can be just as good as anybody when we're healthy, if we can win faceoffs.
Yes, and I appreciate the hockey add in there. I know the Bruins have kind of had a tough stretch to end the season, and Paul, appreciate the call. But what he hit on with the way the Red Sox have played at home, I mean, that's so true. You know, I think that the really dispiriting thing is that they've had a losing record in three of the last five seasons at home, and that's including the 2020 season. When I'm saying that, and then I think I have this right too, because Will touched on it. I believe after today's loss, they're 6-20 at Fenway Park over their last 26 games. I mean, they really struggled at the end of last year at Fenway Park, and we heard Alex Cora's comments about the way this team needs to turn things around here at Fenway, how it's not an intimidating atmosphere, and it really has played out. I mean, it's not the fans' fault. Actually, today there was a pretty good crowd, you know, but I think his overarching point about the way the team needs to help create that atmosphere, you know, it is lacking from his team's perspective. Because, again, they're 2-6 to start off the home slate, and we're going to have to hit a break here in a moment. And if you have a line, feel free to call in, or if you want a line, feel free to call in 617-779-7937. Liam from Portsmouth, hang tight. We'll get you in the next segment. Just one final point I wanted to hit on before we go to break. You know, they've had two really, you know, they've had two games in this homestand that you look at and say, boy, it'd be really nice if they showed out in those games. That was the home opener with the 2004 Red Sox team. And then Marathon Monday. And both games were complete duds. I mean, let's be real. They were both duds. They were two games that from a on-field playing perspective were not great. And the Red Sox just didn't show up for them. And I don't say not show up, but they just didn't play well. And here they are, 2-6 in the homestand. They lose again 10-7 against the Cleveland Guardians in 11 innings. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review at Fenway Park. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap things up. Well, again, Liam from Portsmouth will get you up next. If you want to chime in, 617-779-7937, the number to dial in. Red Sox lose again 10-7 in 11 innings. Back right after this in Red Sox Review.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
0-2, the pitch. Swing and a high drive into left center field. This thing's crushed. It's back towards the wall, and it's off the base of the wall. Rafaela scores, tearing around third. Here's Duran. He slides in safe. Two-run double for Rafi, and the Red Sox lead it 6-5.
And the right runners on, Duran and Rafi. Rafaela. That's why they were able to get two runs out of that.
Well, that was a feel-good moment of the game. It gave the Red Sox the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning, but the Guardians were able to tie it up in the ninth. It went all the way to the 11th, and Cleveland won it by a score of 10-7 in 11 innings today at Fenway Park. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review, and that was the highlight from today's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Got about 5 minutes left here on Red Sox Review, so if you want to get some calls in, 617-779-7937. We'll try to rip through it. We have Liam from Portsmouth. He's been hanging on very patiently. Liam, thanks for joining us at Red Sox Review.
Hey, Joe. Well, you've gotten to know me pretty well over the last year, calling in quite a bit.
And it's good to chat with you again. I want to hear what you got.
Well, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I think we have to talk about, you know, going in, you know, we know we haven't gotten the best picks this year. We know we kind of avoided going in for the starting pitching, but we've had a great start. We have the best ERA in baseball last I checked. But Joely Rodriguez, not the best, and it stinks losing Chris Murphy for the season. We kind of have to look forward as a team and see what can we do to be the best in the big leagues. So with Chris Murphy being out, we have to look down into the bullpen and say, you know, what can we do to be better? And so I'm not going to go, and I don't want to hit on the team, because we have a very young lineup that's coming into this season. We have a young lineup with a lot of potential. And rather than be negative on this call, I want to say, you know, what do we think we can do moving forward to be better as a team? And we're going to have plenty more calls, you and I, and there's probably going to be some calls where I'm going to be very frustrated on what the team is. And I know Raffy wants to come out here every night. I know Raffy wants to be the best he can be. But let's face it, Raffy's got something going on, and we don't know exactly what it is. It could be a tendonitis that's going to be nagging him, and he's going to be on and off throughout the next few months. So we have to figure out where we can minimize the damage. And I just want to kind of go back and forth here and see what you think we can do to get – past this and see where we can go moving forward.
Well, Liam, one of the pleasures of having the baseball season back is being able to chat with you again and hear whatever you're going to throw at me. It is nice to chat again. And just for people listening in right now that may have missed the game, Raffy Devers, he left the game with left knee discomfort. And Alex Cora saying after the game that it came, he came in and said something after making a play in the top of the seventh inning. You know, and actually he ended up saying after the game too, Raffy Devers, "I've never had issues with my legs that happened today. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to think about it. I've never been the kind of player that's been injured. Obviously, it's frustrating to feel with another pain." And a couple of beat reporters have now said that he felt pretty dejected after this game. I mean, you know, to Raffy's credit, from a games played standpoint, you look at what he's done, and Liam, actually, we'll just have to let you go because we're about to come up on it. I'll try to answer your full question before we ultimately duck out here. You know, last year, 153 games, 2022, 141, 2021, 156, the shortened season in 2020, 57, 156 in 2019. He's a durable player. I mean, whatever you want to say about, you know, possibly talk about conditioning or whatever, he's been out there and he's played, and it's concerning that he's had a couple of nagging things this year that's really, you know, kind of gotten in the way of what he could do in terms of being a fully healthy player and out there performing. And yeah, through other seasons he dealt with nagging stuff, but he still played through it. This is definitely concerning. And again, a guy that they need if they want to have any sort of season in which they approach a playoff spot. But you know, as for the rest of Liam's question, you know, a lot of things are going to have to start to break right again for the Red Sox. Injuries, health, that's a big part of it, though. And today, you know, just two more tough injuries that this team has to deal with Garrett Whitlock leaving the game with left oblique tightness, endeavors as well. I want to thank Zach Coe. Fantastic work from the network studios. I'm Joe Weil. The final one final time. Cleveland 10, Boston 7 and 11. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Red Sox Review. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.